Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, nationalistic Christian patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we are broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. As you know, today is Trump Tuesday.
That's right.
Boy, we've got such a cool lineup of all of the things that we're going to share with you. And we've got a lot of it. So yeah. We probably had better go straight into the word of the day so that we don't run out of time.
What? This early?
Yes, just right
no,
off
no
the
jibber
bat.
Jabbering for 10 minutes?
I know.
All right, okay. Well, let's do it. Without further ado, the word of the day.
Okay, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Galatians chapter 3, verses 2-9, which read under the title Justification by Faith.
Galatians.
Yes, alrighty. That's right. Okay, so this only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, "In you all the nations shall be blessed." So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. And that's it.
Huh.
And this actually is just the beginning of what we're going to cover probably through the rest of this week into Galatians 4. Because
right.
This is quite the outstanding thing to make sure that you have under your belt.
Yes.
The study of are you saved by the law or by faith? And so the notes on this in my Bible read, the Jews regarded Abraham as their father and the source of their spiritual blessings. They believed that simple physical descent from Abraham made them righteous. Paul shows that Abraham pleased God by faith and not by doing works of the law, since the law did not exist in Abraham's time.
Right.
He further insists that the true children of Abraham are thus heirs of the promised blessing, are those who live by the principle of faith. And what we're going to find out throughout this study is that the law demanded righteousness but was powerless to provide it. Its function was to prepare for the gospel by making people conscious of their sin and their need of a savior. And also, the law directed us to Christ. It restricted us as a jailer and as a disciplinarian until faith in Christ brought us into the freedom of full-grown sons who have received their rightful heritage.
Right.
And so it also says, under the law, we are in a state of bondage and immaturity, but under the gospel, our status is that of sons and heirs. And so, it says, the law is not contrary to the promise, rather the two are complementary.
Right.
The law demanded righteousness and was powerless to provide it. And so you can't have one without the other. They're
yes.
Interdependent. And I think that's just the greatest way of saying it. The law
yeah.
is the preparation for the faith that we're going to be required to have once once the Savior actually shows up.
Yes.
Right? And so it is, it's like a
He was the fulfillment of the law.
That's right. And the law is like the tutor. And this makes the reference to immaturity. And I thought that was very interesting too, because where it says that under the law, we were in a state of bondage and immaturity, but under the gospel, our status is that of sons and heirs, meaning that
yes.
that once Christ fulfills the law, then, you know, that's like the milk. And then the mature part is like how Christ refers to things like the weightier matters,
right.
love, compassion, mercy, right? And that's exactly what he ups the ante with the law, not
right.
against the law, with the law, and he ups the ante to a more mature existence of through all these things that have been defined, now you're going to love one another as you love yourself.
Right.
You're going to love God and love one another. And so you go from the immaturity of just being somebody that's trying to follow the law to somebody that encompasses the law in all of your actions through love, mercy, compassion, justice, etc.
Yeah, because those were not part of the equation. It was prior to Christ.
Right.
It was a very mechanical,
eye for an eye,
robotic, ritualistic following this recipe, and you can have your sins atoned for.
Right.
And their hearts were. Well, and he addressed this. Their hearts were far from God, far from each other.
Right.
It was kind of a cutthroat type of world to live in, even among the religious leaders.
Right.
And, you know, he dealt with the heart issue and, like you said, took the law to the next level, dealing with the, you know, the weightier matters of our heart.
Right. It's like when he showed up, he said, okay, now that you all know the rules, this is how you apply them.
Right.
And this is why you apply them.
Yeah.
Right. And it's, and he gave the example was because me being, you know, him saying like me being the example of the unconditional, loving brother, friend, provider, everything. It's turning your hearts to the more responsible position, the leadership position, the adult, if you will, as opposed to the immature, the adult position of being the caretaker of your brother,
right.
the caretaker of people who are lost, the one that will lead the way. And it takes an adult with a mature sense of being and compassion
and selflessness. You know,
selfless, exactly. Well, that's what a good parent is. A good parent is always selfless to the children.
Yeah.
And why? Because he knows they're in a state of immaturity and they have much need. And so we are to be the same in people that we're leading to the Lord as showing them, you know, basically like as if they were children that needed to be shown the way, to be cared for, to be nurtured along as they're being educated.
Right. Right?
And so yeah, this is going to be an awesome study.
Yeah, very good.
So Galatians, looking forward to it.
Now, is that Galatians 3?
Yeah, that's Galatians 3, verses 2 through 9.
2 through 9.
Yep.
All right. Yesterday was, the scripture was 2 through 8 or 2 through 9. We skipped
but
verse
it was
1
in
and both.
It was in Philippians
right.
in chapter 4. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, I'm going to go back and read verse 1 of each of those just out of curiosity. What are we skipping over here?
Well, I'll just share it with you. The first verse is, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? And so I'm just trying to shorten up what the listener has to endure
right.
for such a long time, right?
So. It's just a curiosity thing for me, but well, that's it's all important, and well, the whole chapter 3 would be good to read.
Well, and we're going to go over it across this next week because I opened it right to the middle of it, and I kept going a little bit farther backwards, a bit farther backwards, going. That's awesome. That's awesome. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This all ties together so beautifully. It just makes the most beautiful full picture.
Right.
So, yeah, I just think that that's probably what we're just going to cover this week because
it's
awesome.
I'm looking forward to it. That's great. And praise God for bringing that.
That's right. Praise God.
All right. Well, okay. Now we've got, let's see, we've got a few minutes. Well, you know, we could just take a break now, a little earlier than usual. Leave plenty of time there on the other side. We've got some stuff here on this fine Trump Tuesday to cover. Well, I'm not sure which order you would like to go. We'll talk about it during the break, but something that I covered Sunday night in the weekly podcast.
Super important. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, very revealing article from the Conservative Treehouse on the parliamentary motive behind the J6 Fedsurrection.
Right.
Very revealing. So anyway, we'll talk about that, but let's take a break. The segment one was brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And we'll be back. Oh, the website is prepping2-0.com. And we'll be back with more right after this. Stay with me.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to WorksHolsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is brought to you by Katie Armor, Series Body Armor for Series Times, and that's C-A-T-I, just like come and take it. C-A-T-I, katiearmor.com, Christian Patriot-owned business. All right, Lady Liberty, a couple things to hit on here and some cool stuff and revealing stuff.
Absolutely. Well, first off, we wanted to start with a little update from Carrie Lake. I've got a couple different things going on here. From her own channel, her Telegram channel, she posted a couple things that I found very relevant, like a statement she posted that said, "Just when Democrat debates would have been interesting, the DNC says there will be no debates." She said, "The Democrats are learning from Katie Hobbs' example. You don't need to debate when you control the elections in our country." Exactly. What's the point? We already know what the outcome's going to be.
Right.
Why even
she
debate?
She literally runs from journalists.
Yeah, no kidding.
That Katie Hobbs.
Right. And so why should anybody debate? It's already chosen. I mean, right. So that jumps to the point, doesn't it? That gets right to the point.
Yep.
As in, it's already bought and sold. We already know who we want coming from the Democrats, and they're going to win because they're in control of the outcome.
Right.
Every single time. And so then she also says, "As a reminder, history will show that a rigged presidential election was the main reason the U.S. is no longer a global superpower." Well, history is also going to show that that's what has caused the entire instability of the whole world.
Is this
wide open border? It turns out to have a wide open border. Our law and justice system is totally rigged and controlled by foreign money. It's just massive.
This is a designed neutering of the United States.
Oh, exactly. Yes. Yep. And we were just watching a Trevor Loudon clip where he described that in detail. And boy, is that ever good. We should probably go over that tomorrow. But I have, speaking of Carrie Lake, we've got a little bit more to cover here that's awesome. I am on the Gavel Project newsletter recipients. And I don't know if any of you remember, but Ryan Heath is the attorney for the instigator of the Gavel Project, and he's got together a nice group of very aggressive attorneys that are just like him, and so they run the Gavel Project. Well, he was the one that has been challenging the Arizona election results.
Yes.
And he just sent out,
quite effectively,
in his newsletter, a letter that he just sent to Carrie Lake. And I'm hoping that she got it. And I hope that she takes his advice, because listen to what he has to say. Dear Carrie, I have citizens offering to hire me and my team to represent you. Here's why. Your attorneys have yet to win a single issue for you. Your case is still alive, despite their best efforts, because of my work. This is clear to any rational person that takes the time to compare my amicus brief signature verification argument to your lawyer's filings. See below. As the Arizona SC confirmed yesterday by issuing sanctions, something exceedingly rare, your lawyers are incompetent. Over the past few months, I've had multiple attorneys approach me asking me what the heck your team is doing. I don't blame them because, for instance, there is no legal reason for you to look at the signatures on absentee envelopes, given that these signatures cannot be tied to any ballots. So you're wasting time and money on irrelevant issues based on bad advice. What is most upsetting to me is that I told Brian months ago that I had people offering to hire me to help your team. Now I wonder if you ever even learned of this offer. Your case should have been over months ago, ending with you taking your rightful place as Arizona's governor. Instead, your lawyers doubled down on bad arguments, resulting in their being sanctioned for lying to the court. So, if you're still wondering what just happened in the SC, here's why your attorneys were so far off the mark. Does the record reflect, as your lawyers repeatedly argued, that the Maricopa County inserted 35,000 votes into the chain of custody on Election Day? No, this is nonsense. Number two, so was it even necessary for your team to assert false facts before doubling down on poorly reasoned filing for the COC issue? No, and he gives multiple legal examples, but we don't have time to read through all that. So I just wanted to read the gist. And finally, he wraps it up. He says, I do not want to live under the illegitimate rule of quote-unquote Governor Hobbs any longer. I'm done being nice. Your attorneys suck, and my brief is the only reason they weren't sanctioned worse. They're welcome. You should fire them and hire me instead. I'm the only one that's won anything for you. Sincerely yours, Ryan. And so that's fantastic. You and I have described so many different times what on earth are those attorneys doing.
I know.
Their arguments are horrible. And why are they picking such terrible arguments?
You know, this is the same thing that I saw with President Trump. Some of the attorneys that he's hired to take on some of these issues, like the raid on Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
They were as weak as water.
You and I commented on this show that oh no, here he goes with another garbage attorney again, because he has this tendency to hire these pretty women attorneys who couldn't think their way out of a box. Yeah, and you and I are just going, why? That's a terrible attorney. He's gonna lose his shirt. And so I don't know why people aren't more aggressive, more effective attorneys like Ryan Heath aren't being taken into counsel for these very, very important cases.
Yeah, and some of these high profile cases like Carrie Lake, with the lawyer teams that they have put together, when there are pit bulls out there, I mean, killers, this guy right here.
Yep.
And I think it's great. I hope she sees it. Maybe somebody's been keeping
keeping it from her, like somebody associated with her attorney team. In fact, if you have any connection to Carrie Lake and you hear us talking about this, I would suggest maybe you could forward that message to her. Maybe all of us could somehow get it to her if she's not getting it.
Well, if we just got this message, it wasn't directed to us. We intercepted it. It was, posted out there. I'm sure she has seen it by now.
Well, it wasn't posted. This was in his actual newsletter to the people that are subscribing to the Gavel Project. And he has been effective so far. In fact, like he said, he's the only one that's won anything for her so far.
That's right.
Well, and that's the problem, is they've only got so much time to rectify these massive issues.
Yeah.
And so when you hire these lost, really, really poor attorneys, you don't have a chance.
There's a lot of them out there. It's like epidemic.
Right.
I've heard that just from so many people that do a lot of work, legal work, that are not attorneys, but work with a lot of attorneys. And they're like, attorneys are, they're some of the most pompous, lazy people that exist.
Right. Well,
and overpaid.
And like Trump, he had Sidney Powell on his team, but he didn't like her wavering voice, and so he canned her.
Right.
But the problem is that she is, who cares about a wavering voice? She's fierce.
She's a killer.
She's fierce, and she's effective to a fault.
Right.
And he wants somebody pretty and looks like a model that is going to sink him.
Right.
Right. And so it's very, very unfortunate that that keeps happening, but maybe somebody will say, hey.
Yeah. Well, let's hope, because Carrie Lake is sharp.
Yep.
And so let's hope that this gets, I'm sure it's going to make its way to her, and hopefully some serious decisions are made, because there needs to be some victories there.
Oh, definitely.
Getting tired of just a positive report that kind of fizzles into nothing.
Exactly.
We need a killer in there.
The country is dependent upon this stuff.
Yeah.
We've got to fix the elections. And just like, we've got this fantastic Trump clip right here where he's describing, they're always investigating the people who want to look at why there was cheating. They never investigate the cheaters.
Right.
And that's clearly because they are the coup. And so listen now to this clip.
You say to yourself, is it on purpose? Are they bad people or are they stupid? They can only be two things. They can only be people that want to destroy our country, or they're stupid people.
Do you think they're stupid people?
I think actually they can't be, because they cheat so well. You know, you can't be stupid when you cheat like they did in 2020. Okay, they cheated at a level that nobody's ever cheated before. They used COVID to cheat.
Big time.
Okay, they used COVID to cheat with all these mail-in ballots. Let me tell you.
No signature verification.
If they don't get rid of mail-in ballots, even Jimmy Carter, he had a commission and he said, you got to get rid of mail-in ballots. You can never have mail-in ballots. In many countries, like in France, they just had
an election. Why can't we go to that system? Paper ballots, game day.
The Republicans have to fight. I'll give you an example.
Do you think the Republicans are tough enough to get this done?
I don't know. The one thing, the Democrats have horrible policy, but they stick together and they cheat. The Republicans don't want to cheat. I said to a man in Pennsylvania, I love Pennsylvania, I did great. I was up by almost 900,000 votes. All of a sudden, I was even. I said, what happened? And you see the chart, and then there was a dump, big dump. I mean, it was amazing. I was at 73%. I think we were up by 700,000, 800,000. I mean,
that
was
like 900,000 votes.
We're up by numbers. I said, why don't they call it? And all of a sudden, there's a dump. There were many dumps early in the morning, you know. The level of cheating was incredible. You really say, look at all these investigations going on. And they're always investigating the people that want to look at why there was cheating. They don't investigate the cheaters. Why aren't they investigating the people that cheated in the election? Not the people that want to see, like, Truth to Vote, where they have millions of votes. True to Vote is incredible.
In prison.
Those people, yeah.
In a Texas
they
prison.
Found millions of votes that were stuffed. Ballot stuffing. That's old-fashioned stuff. Ballot stuffing.
And the Chinese have the server with all the names on it, etc. So it's too absurd.
It's all on tape.
The election had to be thrown. they're, like we said, this is a very calculated effort at neutering the United States.
Right.
You got the deep state in on it. Now, we've been saying this for a long time. You know, Mike Pence betrayed the country, and Nancy Pelosi, and yada, yada, yada. But what, you know, what's the evidence of that?
Right.
Other than what everybody knows intuitively, this was a sham, right? But there was an excellent, and I read this in full Sunday night for the Sunday night podcast. There's an article that came out at the Conservative Treehouse called "The Parliamentary Move Behind the J6 Fedsurrection." And this outlines the timeline of events. And I don't have time to fully, you know, develop this, you know, here in segment two, but I want to encourage you to go back and listen to that. It's in segments 2 and 3 from the Sunday night podcast, but you can also go and read this article for yourself. I think every patriot owes it to themselves to read this article at theconservativetreehouse.com and look up the article, "The Parliamentary Motive Behind the J6 Fedsurrection."
Right. I think if you're going to just sum it up in one sentence, I mean, to cut to the chase real fast, it says, "What follows below is a brilliant analysis of the federal government motive to create a J6 crisis that permitted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to trigger an emergency session and avoid the 2020 election certification challenges."
Right. There were two motions that were getting ready to be entered in. That would put it on the record, the congressional record, that there were two challenges. So just 3 minutes before these motions were getting ready to be entered, challenging the certification, requesting a 10-day suspension on the certification while they could investigate the evidence of election interference, the Capitol Police came in, whispered to Nancy Pelosi's ear, "Oh, we're about ready to be breached. Oh, emergency," right? That shut everything down. When they came back, they imposed emergency session rules, which basically shoved these two motions challenging out of, this was all planned. It's staggering. But anyway, we're out of time. You guys have a safe day out there. Be blessed and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.